From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. There's a deal in Congress on extending a payroll tax cut through the end of the year. House and Senate bargainers spent all day yesterday hashing out the details. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Republicans have dropped their demand that the tax cut be paid for with spending cuts.
For the average family, the payroll tax break works out to about $40 per check. Republicans agreed to extend the tax cut without offsetting it with savings elsewhere. The measure also includes the so-called doc fix to prevent a drop in Medicare reimbursements and continues extended benefits for the long-term unemployed. Though under this agreement, the maximum duration of benefits drops from 99 weeks to 73 weeks, and that's only in the states with the highest unemployment rates. In most states, it will be even less. These will be paid for with a mix of things, including requiring new federal workers to contribute more to their pensions and auctioning off telecommunications spectrum to wireless companies. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The man who tried to blow up an airplane over Detroit three Christmases ago will learn his fate today, as NPR's Dina Temple Raston reports. He will appear in federal court for sentencing.
Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab boarded a plane from Amsterdam to Detroit with a bomb hidden in his underwear. As Northwest Flight 253 approached Detroit, Abdulmutallab tried to ignite his bomb, and it malfunctioned. He was taken to a local hospital, questioned, and eventually Mirandized, which became a cause celeb for critics who think that foreign terrorists shouldn't be treated as common criminals. Starting next month, anyone who tries to attack the U.S. who's foreign and linked to al-Qaeda won't find themselves in a federal court. A new law says they are more likely to be tried in a military one. Abdulmutallab, for his part, faces life in prison. Dina Temple Raston, NPR News, Detroit.
Amnesty International says independent militias are out of control in Libya. NPR's Martin Costi reports the International Human Rights Group accuses militias of widespread torture.
A year after the start of the uprising in Libya, Amnesty says human rights are still being violated there. But now the perpetrators are some of the same militias who toppled Muammar Gaddafi. The new victims are Libyans suspected of being Gaddafi loyalists, as well as laborers from sub-Saharan Africa, who find themselves accused of being mercenaries for the former government. Amnesty says the militias are engaging in, quote, revenge attacks against whole communities, as well as torture and execution of illegal prisoners. The organization says the transitional government has not done enough to stop the militias and establish rule of law in Libya. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Activists in the Syrian opposition say the government has rolled into new towns as it tries to crush dissent. This is NPR News. Mitt Romney is campaigning in Michigan, where he has childhood roots and his father once ran an auto company, and where polls show he may be trailing Rick Santorum in the Republican presidential nomination contest. Romney accuses President Obama of cozying up to unions and says he believes businesses and workers can prosper without that. Santorum is in Michigan, too. He is set to address the Detroit Economic Club today, close to where Romney attended high school. As for the president, he continues his West Coast trip with a big push to salt away money for his reelection campaign. Mr. Obama is holding four fundraisers today in the Los Angeles and San Francisco areas. He's to head for Seattle tomorrow. Aides and observers expect him to raise more than $8 million on his swing into the West. A new study on interracial marriage suggests an increasingly diversifying U.S.
We're at an all-time high. 8.4% of all marriages are interethnic or interracial now, and that's up from only 3.2% in 1980.
That is Kim Parker of the Pew Social and Demographic Trends.
The two groups that marry out the most, Asians and the Hispanics, are the ones that have been, you know, behind this modern wave of immigration.
Parker says the new study shows more Americans than ever, 43%, see the rise of people marrying across racial lines as good for the country. Japanese police have arrested the former president of Olympus Corporation and six other people over their alleged roles in a giant accounting fraud at the medical equipment and camera maker. Current Olympus management plans to step down in April. How the company will be managed following that and whether it will have to seek a tie-up with another firm are unknown. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.